Do you ever get a share hangover? Or, as my guest today calls it, a vulnerability hangover when it comes to publishing content that's really real? This episode is going to encourage you. Everybody, welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. This is episode number 35. I do have a fantastic guest to introduce you to. I just wrapped up the interview a couple of minutes ago. I wanted to get this one put together and published ASAP because I've been on a little hiatus from interviews. And oh man, I so enjoyed my guest. I can't wait for you to get to know her. So let's go. Hey, everybody, I'm back. I've got my guest on the line now, Marie Claire Ashcroft.
Hello.
Hello. Marie's professionalrebel.co.uk. Marie Claire, I'm so excited to get to know you today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited to speak with you.
So you're talking to a new community of people who've probably never heard of you before. What do you want us to know about you?
Okay, well, I'm a professional rebel. I think that best encapsulates what I do. And I am in the business of helping people realize how awesome they are. My sort of tagline for all of this is be yourself, know yourself, and effing own it. And I use a variety of things to sort of help people own that, embrace who they are, really. I use photography and personal brand photography, and I run workshops to help people with self-esteem and confidence, and I have a chat show, and yeah, I just all about spreading joy, helping people see the good things in life rather than listening to the voice in their heads.
Yes. So my business and this podcast is all about content marketing and community building.
Yeah.
So I'd love to find out what are you using content-wise to spread your message and reach the people you want to serve?
Well, obviously, I sort of started on Facebook and before then MySpace, if anyone remembers that. And yeah, I just began sort of sharing about my life and things I'm doing day to day and a bit about my business. And I find that sort of my personality kind of draws people in. They kind of like what I'm up to and they like that I always put a positive spin on things and that I bounce back. And so I started on Facebook, obviously moved out to other social media things like LinkedIn and Instagram and a bit of Twitter, but I'm too wordy for Twitter. And yeah, I do like to send out email marketing as well. So I do like to, you know, get things out there and do Facebook Lives and see people face to face as well, really.
So your accent tells us you're from...
Well, I'm from England, but I don't sound like the Queen's English, like a lot of people expect people to, from England to sound like. So I am North England, northwest, near Liverpool and Manchester, in a lovely town called Chester.
Awesome. I'm on your website. I will link to your site from the show notes so people can go check you out. Mm-hmm. You're obviously fun as hell. Like all your pictures are just so fun. You say on your website, "I believe in unicorns." What does that mean?
I just think that when you grow up, it's really easy to sort of cover yourself in shoulds and have tos, and all the responsibility of being adult means you lose your childlike wonder for the world. And I think it's that creativity, it's that newness that children see the world with, is what brings a lot of happiness, and it's what brings fun into our lives. So I try and keep try and keep in touch with my inner child and remind other people to do the same too. And I think unicorns are the kind of mystical, magical creatures. And I think my types of community, you know, the people that resonate with my message would probably class themselves as unicorns too.
Can you tell me about, so you mentioned, you know, you connect with people on social media and in person. Would you tell me about a time when you connected with somebody recently and could tell you could tell this is having an impact. What I'm doing, how I'm showing up, it's having an impact.
Well, I think the best way to, you know, the most recent example is I have a weekly chat show. It's a Facebook Live, and it all started from one of those, you know, those ideas that you have and you're like, no, this is too stupid, nobody's gonna be interested in this. And I started a chat show using a bucket that I take to one of my events, and it's called the Effit Bucket. And before anyone comes to my events, especially the sort of more playful and creative ones, I don't want them to bring all of their woes and problems and things that are getting them down into the room. So they write down whatever's bothering them, whatever's on their mind, write it on a piece of paper, screw it up, and then chuck it in the Effit Bucket before they come and play or hang out. Now, I realized after a few years of collecting these things that it was actually a lot of great content for blogs and just conversation starters, really, because everyone might not talk about their problems, but what we all think about are all the same. We might not open up about it, but we all go through the same things, and all of us have got different ways of dealing with them. So I decided to hop on once a week and have a guest, and we would pick something out of the bucket, and using our worldly wisdom and advice and experience, we'd just chat about, you know, our experience of that and what, you know, what we would do in that position. And it's having like a really great impact. You know, we get people watching live, we get people who tell us that they wait until Friday night bath time to watch it, and like literally watch it in the bath. And we've got a little community of people who just like the fact that we're opening up and talking about things that, you know, maybe not so long ago you wouldn't have anyone to talk to about.
Yeah. This is amazing. The idea is brilliant.
Thank you very much. It was something that I had the idea and thought, this is crazy. It's either going to be amazing or really stupid. But I'm glad I chose to listen to the positive thought rather than the negative one.
Yeah. Over in my Facebook community, I have a hashtag, My Secret Frustration. Mm-hmm. And I set up an anonymous forum on my website so that if somebody has a problem, a frustration, a rant, and they just don't want to put it out there in their name.
Yeah.
But they really want to express it and find out if other people experience it. And it brings up some really fun conversations around online marketing and the frustrations we have.
Yeah, it's so amazing. You know, I think, you know, nobody likes to complain, you know, unless you're one of those complainy people. But nobody wants to be seen as a moaner or a ranter or a complainer too often, because it sort of brings the vibe down. But we have to do things with our frustrations. We can't hold on to them, and we can't sort of let them bog us down. And so it's really important to talk and share and get experience from other people. But yeah, I totally understand how people would like to stay anonymous, and we do the same with the bucket. You know, these things don't have people's names on them, or if there's a name on them, then we try and talk about it without a name.
So I'm browsing around on your website. I see the replays that you have on your website. It shows you in person with someone. Do you do virtual conversations with people?
I'm thinking about trying it. I mean, obviously, because we have a physical bucket that somebody into, but, you know, we could always do a, you know, a grab by proxy.
I can think of a couple people who would pee their pants to get to do this with you, but they're over here in America.
Okay. So, well, I'm coming to America tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Ooh.
Well, I have actually got somebody in Switzerland and Australia who have, you know, expressed interest of coming on. So I'm booked up for the rest of this season, but I think maybe, you know, we can try something new in the next season and, you know, see how it goes. You know, I could even bring somebody in to be the arm.
That is just so fun. And
thank you.
taking a look. I'm just experiencing your website, like, not for the first time. Obviously, I checked you out before I invited you to be on the show, but I love to just browse as we chat and experience, like, what are my people going to experience if they check her out right now?
Hopefully excitement and good vibes.
I bet. I'm positive that you have such a fun vibe.
Thank you.
I love this idea. What a content creation boon this is.
Yeah, definitely. Well, when I realized that, you know, I was keeping them for a reason and that it was just for the event purpose, really. I wanted people to sort of feel unencumbered when they came in to take part. And it's quite cathartic as well. I had one girl come to the event, which is called Unicorn Club, and it's basically a happiness and silliness party where, you know, the sort of activities that kids do at birthday parties,
mm-hmm.
but basically it's for grown-ups, and, you know, people come on space hoppers and have, you know, fights with balloons and pool noodles and colouring in face painting. But one lady came in and she just sat there by the bucket, like scribbling and scribbling and scribbling, screwing it up really, you know, with some force, throwing it in the bucket. And I said to her, you can come in and play. And she's like, oh no, I've needed to do this for such a long time. So the bucket is actually magic. And I mean, the best thing about it is you never know what you're going to talk about. So you can't plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually prefer, because I think when you plan, it loses some of the energy. And I've found also that whatever gets pulled out that day, or, you know, the few that get pulled out, are always what somebody needs to hear that day. Sometimes it's the viewer, sometimes it's my guest. And sometimes, even when I'm talking, I'm like, oh, I should listen to my own advice sometimes.
So someone finds you online. Maybe they experience you through the Facebook show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've had an opportunity to see you live somewhere, and they say, I want to spend time with Marie Claire. I'm checking out on your website where it says, you know, work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Funny that you use the word work, because none of it looks like work. You have a bunch of different experiences, many involving photography. I can't wait to show your site to some friends, because I think they're going to become obsessed with you and be mad that they don't live in England.
Oh.
Because so many of these things involve like an in-person experience.
Yeah, well, I would like to travel a lot more and take this on the road. So, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah. I can see where there's people who are going to want you to do that.
Yeah, I'm all up for that.
One of the experiences, one of the opportunities to work with you is, it says, create self-esteem and confidence workshops featuring the big book of I'm awesome. Tell us more about that.
Okay, well, if you look at my website and if you meet me, I guarantee your first thought would be, no, she hasn't had low self-esteem and depression. And it's always a conversation starter. They're like, no, but you're so brave and confident and loud. But yeah, my background is in low self-esteem. And I spent up until my mid-30s just believing the negative voice in my head and taking the path that I thought I should, rather than sort of working out what I wanted to do. And, you know, because I just did not think that I was worth it or anything like that. And it really affected the quality of my life, and I had depression and anxiety, and I was always worried about fitting in, believe it or not. And I never thought I'd be accepted. And it just took me down the wrong path. And I realized as I, you know, took the leap and set up a business, that even though I'd made the plunge in doing something that I'd really, you know, thought would be the next best step for me, I started repeating behavioral patterns and thought patterns that were from my past. So I got into photography to help me with confidence and memory. And I got into the big book of I'm Awesome to help me with my low self-esteem. So basically it's something that I create with people, and we go on a bit of a journey on emotional archaeology, and we look at people's pasts and we look at their thoughts, all with a, you know, an element of play and wonder and fresh eyes, basically, to look at the stories you've been telling yourself and, you know, tell, you know, give yourself a plot twist, write a new story. And in the element of creativity, we take a book that's kind of like a scrapbook, and we cover it in paint, we cover it in glitter, we take photographs, we take things that are evidence to show you that when your head is in full negative mode, that that's not true. So it's then you've got something that's like your own, it's like your own guidebook, or, you know, personal Bible or something that you can look at every time your head is giving you a hard time, every time that you want to take some opportunity but the negative thoughts are there. It is really something to just prove that your head is telling you lies.
Is this like a full day experience? Is this an afternoon? How much time?
We can do it over a weekend if you want to do it, you know, in a turbo sort of weekend. But it's, we're going to be starting 6-week courses. So once a week, people are going to come for a couple of hours and do it that way. I think it gives it time, obviously, for the paint to dry. But I think because we do go quite deep into stuff, and I also like people to collect things, you know, and keep their eyes open for this new evidence, that we're going to be changing it to 6-week sort of experience, and just test it out that way. Because I've done it over days and weekends, and it, whilst it's great, and, you know, real communities are sort of built and people really love the process, I'm finding it might be a little bit too intense and people are exhausted afterwards, even though it's been loads of fun.
I'm excited about that idea. I can totally see it, how awesome it would become.
Thank you.
I'm a minimalist, mm-hmm. and I'm a collector of evidence that people love me. Yeah. So I have one of those folding screens in my office. And if you've ever sent me a note card or wrote me something, it's on that board.
That's amazing.
It's the only thing I collect. And sometimes when I'm feeling really puny, or I get a mean email.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm Trickster's just running and telling me I suck. I turn and I look at that board and I just go, I do not suck.
Yeah. You just gotta stick your fingers in your ears and go la 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 when anyone says that to you, and go straight to it. So you've basically got your own book of awesome. You know, it's something that people can create on their own, obviously, like you have done yourself. But, you know, if you want to have the experience of creating something with other people, then that's kind of the idea, really. So I'm pleased you've got one for yourself too.
It's fantastic. Oh, I'm inspired by you and what you're doing, what you're creating and inviting other people into.
Thank you.
You're definitely creating more of what you want in the world.
Yeah, well, I just know, you know, from my own experience, how hard life felt when I was focusing on the wrong aspects. You know, we're taught by society to look for our flaws and improve everything and buy this to make this better, and being told that, you know, it's wrong to brag or, you know, boast or anything like that. And I think, you know, you do that for enough years and then it just keeps you, like you said, really puny, and then you're afraid to go and do the things that you dream about. And the types of people that I'm sure you work with and that are, you know, attracted to the work I do have got big hearts and they've got big dreams and they want to create ripples with, you know, their projects or their businesses or, you know, even people that they meet, but, you know, there's a voice in their head telling them that they can't. And so I know how hard it is to step out of that. And I didn't have people to talk to about that at the time. And it was a really long journey doing it on my own. So, you know, if I can step up and say, well, you know, I'm a few steps ahead of you, come along for the ride.
A stand I've taken recently is that, so my favorite swear word is shit. All my stuff, all the stuff in my head that runs and tells me I can't do something, that's just all my shit.
Yeah.
I promise that's the last time I say the word moms, just in case your kids are going, she said what? But what a stand I'm taking is that that stuff doesn't go away. Those thoughts don't go away. Just because I've built a business and I'm finding success, those thoughts still run. I just choose to step past them.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear with you, is you're so honest and transparent and vulnerable and sharing, you know, that you've had, you know, depression and anxiety, and that you have those puny thoughts, but you just step past it.
Yeah.
To create what you want.
You know, I still get days where the thoughts win, and I've learned not to fight them. Because I think the more you fight something, the more it persists. So if I'm having a particularly low time, I'll go, okay, well, you know, not going to fight this. We're going here. And I will like section off, you know, part of my diary or my weekend or whatever and go, right, brain, you've got 48 hours. I'm going to put my onesie on. I'm going to put Netflix on. I've got tissues. I've got notebooks. Let's go there. Get it all out, because I think as I was younger, I was always like, no, must not have dark thoughts, must not have depression. You know, this is not me. But we've all got these shadow aspects, and we all have negative thoughts. We all have things like, you know, jealousy or bitterness or spitefulness that does want to come out. And you just have to, you know, let that out. I let those out in journaling, where I just, you know, do really angry writing for a few pages. And then I was like, oh, that's out my system. But I think if you sort of repress those, it's kind of like pushing a beach ball under the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a bit, your arms get tired and that ball just smacks you in the face. So you just got to let these things come out, you know, but not let them take over your life. Go, okay, you know, you've got 12 hours or you've got 48 yeah. hours. Let's go out.
You take that. So you're willing to just own that this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But you take it a step farther and you share it.
Yeah.
On your blog, there's a post you wrote back in April, from one little weirdo to another. Because sometimes it effing sucks. Like that.
Yeah.
That's so honest and vulnerable. And I bet that it has a really big impact on people to be able to see that, Marie Claire, she's this badass person creating what she wants, and she has days where it effing sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That in this world of all the Instagram perfection that we're surrounded by, when someone is willing to just be real. It's so awesome.
Thank you. Well, you know, I could spend my time polishing my butt all day, you know, and looking good on Instagram, but who's that going to help? My ego? That's it, really.
Right. And there's a terminology that you probably will understand when I say, you know, we can operate from essence or we can operate from ego.
Mm-hmm.
Essence calls forth essence in other people, and ego calls forth ego in other people.
Yeah.
And you're just choosing to be real. And so other people get permission to be real.
Yeah. And I also share that, you know, I get these things called vulnerability hangovers after doing that. I mean, not so much anymore, but I remember the first time I pressed a publish on a blog, and I was just like, oh, what have I done? I feel like I've just ran on the internet naked. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but, you know, like you said, I think the essence and the light in me wants to be of service.
You called it a vulnerability hangover. I call it a share hangover.
Yeah.
It happens. It does happen online, but it also happens like if you get together with a small group of women, you're hanging out, you're having dinner, you're drinking a little wine, and all of a sudden you share something. And then the next morning you're like, what'd I say? You know, I've seen people get a share hangover and then run and hide. Like, these women can't possibly still want to spend time with me now.
Yeah, well, I used to hide after posting. You know, I had this real pattern of like sharing something and then not being consistent afterwards. And, you know, you just do it enough and that gap gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there that, you know, people who want to share their vulnerabilities and experiences might experience that, but, you know, it's normal. So
this has been the best conversation about content marketing right here.
Thank you.
Because, you know I have listeners who want to show up and be real in their content, and they're terrified. And so they turn their attention to focus on, you know, how do I blog perfectly? They turn to the technical aspects. Let me master making it look fantastic. Making it sound perfect. They turn to you, what's the right microphone? What's the right camera? What's the perfect this and that? All to distract themselves from saying what they want to say.
Yeah, just chuck the perfectionism out the window and just, you know, you'll notice a lot of my content, despite being a professional photographer, is normally done on an iPhone. You know, obviously when I'm with clients and they book me for a branding shoot, you know, of course I'm going to bring, you know, Lord Flashheart with me. But if I'm just out and about and I want to make a comment about something, then it's all iPhone because it's quick and it's easy and it doesn't add extra work. And the main thing is getting the message out there and hoping that it's going to help someone. And if, you know, if you saw sort of the back end of my office and my filing system, you'd be like, whoa, it's just looked like someone's thrown spaghetti at a wall. And that's just something I've had to make peace with. I spent a lot of time trying to fix these other things that I wasn't good at, like, you know, admin and filing. And because I'm so creative, I just don't have an ounce of that sort of technicality to what I do. And I spent a lot of time and money and, you know, effort trying to get better at those things. And it just made me realize that the more time I spent on the stuff I was not good at, the less time I was spending on the stuff where I really shine. And it's the stuff where I really shine that is going to get me anywhere. So, you know, make peace with not being perfect, focus on what you're really good at. And, you know, once you start getting the money in, or, you know, or you build a community, get people to help you with the stuff that you're terrible at, you know, and then, you know, hopefully that it'll be the stuff that they really enjoy. You know, there are people out there who like spreadsheets. I don't understand them, but yeah, go for it. Do my spreadsheets.
You're so wise, I've really enjoyed this conversation with you. So for all of our friends all over the world who can't just go spend a little time with you, do a photo shoot with you, adventure with you in person, what could they do to experience more of you online?
Well, I've got two options, if you don't mind me sharing both.
Do it.
Well, if you kind of like my sort of photography style, I've got a free online video called How to Take Selfies for Your Business Without Looking Like a Massive Knob. And that helps people just to start sharing a bit more of their personality using their iPhone, you know, learning how to use the light and get a decent photograph. And whether or not they choose to work with me one day in the future, or it's just a stopgap until they've got the budget to work with a professional photographer who's local to them, it just sort of helps them do their own brand, really, you know, even if it's just out snapping, you know, things to do with their business or their coffee or whatever. So that's one way to experience. But yeah, obviously there will be plenty of F-bombs and stupidity in that video. And on the 11th of November, I'm running the infamous I Dare You to Be Happy challenge. It's a 5-day happiness challenge where we do it online. I've got a Facebook group. And from what I've experienced this year personally and all the people that I speak to, day in, day out, 2019 has been really hard. There's been things going wrong for everybody. So I thought, with November coming up, you're in the same hemisphere as us, it's going to get dark and dreary. Let's take 5 days, 5 minutes a day, watch some videos, hang out in a group, and learn how to sort of be a bit more positive and just put a bit of sparkle into your step, really. So if you'd like to find out about that, that is also on my website. You can sign up for that.
That sounds fantastic. I will include links to your site and to your Facebook. Marie Claire, thank you so much for your time. This was such a joy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been really lovely to speak to you and get to know you.
You're back with Kelly wrapping up this episode number 35 of Love People and Make Money. Come on back to the website for show notes, links to Marie Claire's website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look right there for the podcast link and Marie Claire's very colorful face. Wait till you see her picture, you're going to say, yep, that's her. I so enjoyed that conversation. I really, really, really hope that we get to spend time together in person one of these days. I just think it has to happen. I've got friends I want to introduce her to. Ah, that's the best part about doing a podcast, is making friends. Loved our talk about content marketing and vulnerability, and I just can't wait to hear what you think. So please do share the episode with someone who needs to hear it, and leave me your comments. If you have not yet subscribed to Love People and Make Money, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. If you loved this episode, you can leave a review. That would be awesome. Helps me reach new listeners. So thanks for your time.